is the Riots on Radio U. Yes, I'm stretching.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Oh, there you go.
That was a long one, right?
Yeah, sometimes these silent stretches are the most impressive,
too.
Well,
you know, I think, do you hold your breath while you stretch? Like, kind
of? A lot of times, yeah, where you're just like, you know what? That sort of noise.
That's probably why you almost pass out when you stretch. Because you're like, hey, stop holding your breath. You're not supposed to hold your breath while you exercise. Stop holding it while you stretch, maybe?
Yes, and then that's sometimes why you get dizzy afterwards.
Yeah. You know, we're about to have a meeting, and I'm probably going to have to get myself a cup of coffee for that.
Well, did you put that in here? Your meeting is having donuts?
I didn't put it in the podcast, but we are having a meeting and there will be donuts.
So you should perk up then.
Hudson ran away with a bunch of money.
He forgot to get the donuts.
I mean, only enough for 24, so I mean, maybe not that much money, but still. So, you know what? You guys should have a great weekend. Inside the podcast, we talk about how I am, once again, the harbinger of failure. Love that. McDonald's. The fifth and final 4 a.m. fitness check-in.
Oh, yes. We talk about that.
Mm-hmm. You know, Nikki and I have what I'm going to call a friendly discussion about movie theater food. She might call it something else.
I feel like you were just holding me back. So we'll again, cover
well,
it.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time I've held you back.
That's true. Even at the movie theater.
Right. Let's see. That's an air fryer, things of that nature. So you guys enjoy the podcast.
Yes,
have a fantastic
weekend.
And you know what else is in here? We talk about 24. I watched it. That's all.
Okay, we'll find out more with it, too. Don't forget Radio U Riot on Facebook, our YouTube channel, and, of course, riot.radiou.com. Old interviews are posted there in case you ever want to see what else we offer.
Yep, it is the Riot.
When the Riot says it's not you, it's them, it actually is them. No, seriously, they are the problem.
People like them have problems. It's a social fact.
It's the Riot on Radio U.
Now, off air, Nikki's been telling about all the TV she watched last night.
Not that much, but...
No, I didn't say all the TV. I'm just saying all of the... Like, you were telling about what you watched.
Yes.
Which I feel like is going to inform my next question, because it's day five. It's the last day I'm going
to
ask.
Well, on Monday, I started this week deciding I'll try to get up at 4 a.m. Uh-huh. I get up at 4:45 in the morning.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But everybody always says, no, 4 a.m. if you
it's
want
the
optimal...
Hour. Creativity, productivity,
like speed during the day. You get very tired while you're trying
when
it, though.
When she says speed during the day, she doesn't mean
not like speed,
like
speed.
Meth.
Yeah,
like,
no.
She means like you're gonna feel.
You get through your stuff, and I was hoping to get a few things finished earlier in the day, and then you don't have to worry about it the rest of the day.
Right.
I did fine on Monday.
Yeah.
I did really bad on Tuesday, but I still got up early. But
still,
I was very tired.
Still got through.
Did not do Wednesday and Thursday, and I did half today. I got up early, but not 4 a.m. It was about 4:15-ish.
Hey, I think that's great.
It was
great.
Still something, but...
Today was a compromise day for me, too.
Was it?
Well, originally, I was going to go to the gym and run.
Yeah, to get it over with.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? I'm just going to run. That way, I got the rest of the day, whatever. And I wanted to lift. It's a whole thing. But I was like, I'll go running. And then I got up, and I actually got up too early. The gym's not open. And it was like, well... I could get on the elliptical, and then it was like, or you could go back to bed.
Oh, now that's an interesting, that was your brain telling you.
Yeah, and it was like.
Your heart.
And then I was like, you know what? The elliptical's not really enough to count. And so, whatever. And I thought, well, that's fine. I'll go sit in the parking lot of the gym. Well, we couldn't possibly go in the parking lot of the gym.
Can we sleep in the parking lot of the gym?
Why don't you go ahead and just go back to bed? You know, you really should get some sleep. And this one time I read an article that said never trade exercise for sleep.
Yeah.
And every time I'm trying hard to do whatever, I hear that voice like, you know, that one doctor that one time said never trade exercise for sleep. And then when I was like, shut up, we're getting on the elliptical. Then I don't know if you guys know this, but you have a baby that lives inside you. A baby, because it was just like, but we don't want to. We don't want to go.
Did the baby come out? Is that it?
Yeah. And it was just like, you whine so loud. Shut up. It's like, we're getting on. I don't want to do it. I'm tired and it's Friday and it's supposed to be fun and I'm really hungry.
It's like you think you're a grown up until that moment and you're like, well, I apparently still act like that.
I mean, like, I'm 3-year-old, 4-year-old. I don't know what age it is, but there is a toddler that lives inside my brain. And I feel like he makes a lot of the decisions. And every once in a while, this adult-like figure comes along and is like, we're going to do the exercise. It's like, hey,
But promise me we'll have chicken fingers today.
Okay, but I'm going to be in charge later and you'll pay. You'll pay for this.
Yeah. Well,
good for you,
Nikki. Week.
You got up, you got on it, and you know what? Next week, we don't have to talk about it anymore.
We'll do what we do. Like, if we do it, that's great. If you get up at 4 a.m., perfect. If you don't do it.
You know what? This is an experiment.
It was a trial.
It was. So now we need a control week where we don't do it, and then we see how it goes.
to make sure the study works.
Oh, yeah.
No, in fact, I should try to do the opposite, where you're like, suddenly I'm late for the show the entire week, and I really get a chance to sleep in.
Oh, I want to do that too.
Maybe we just don't make it that week.
Let's just take a week off.
Well, for the study.
But it's for the show, so
yes.
We still get paid.
Yes.
You're hearing it for the first time, and it sounds terrible. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
So, Nikki, McDonald's has something they think you'd be interested in.
What are they doing?
How do you feel about a crab sandwich?
Now, I know, like, they do the lobster roll in New England areas, right? But I've not heard a crab one before.
Man, they're saying to the San Francisco Bay Area, they're going to be testing a crab sandwich. Let me describe it to you. Snow crab meat. Does the snow crab actually go in the snow?
I don't think so.
It's just a fun name.
I think it's just something.
Okay. Because I feel like it's misleading.
I think maybe because it's on ice all the time.
Snow crab meat mixed with mayonnaise.
Oh, that's the part. I don't like mayonnaise.
Oh, man, do terrible things.
I don't mind the crab as much, but I don't like the mayonnaise.
Serve a tomato and lettuce.
Well, that's common.
Sourdough bun.
Yeah! I'll eat that.
Now, I do like that sourdough.
That does sound good, doesn't it?
You could be onto something there. They say that they worked with Ryan Scott, former Top Chef contestant and San Francisco chef, to bring about the
crab sandwich. It does seem just like the lobster roll. So if you've had that over on the one side of the coast, then if you're on the other in San Francisco in the Bay Area, then you can try this one.
There are four restaurants that are testing it. You know, I remember getting really jealous when I heard about the chicken McGriddle before it went national. And I was like, I got to find a restaurant where they're testing that. I have to have the chicken McGriddle. When I hear about this snow crab thing, I'm just like, I have to find a bucket so I can throw up. See how it's not the same? You guys also feel that like...
It's just not. I like in the article, they're like, well, if it's successful, then it could take over the fish sandwich that they have there.
Mm-hmm.
And both, I feel like, sound pretty gross at this time of the day.
Yeah. No, not interested. So I pretty much think in terms of, like, I would become a fish fan if it was like the apocalypse and fish is all there was to eat. Eventually, I'd be so hungry that I'd be like, I love fish. Pass some fish. But right now, if you're like, hey, guy, guess what? We put some crab and mayo together and put it on this bun. It would just be like, whoa.
So these will actually be in San Jose, and it should be 4 restaurant locations.
Mm-hmm.
And this comes in that same area. Well, in Gilroy, they had the garlic fry testing.
I want that.
That went super, super well for McDonald's. So they're just going to still keep trying.
I'll take one of those. You know what? Why don't you guys go ahead and take the snow crabs, and I'll tell you where you can put them, and I'll take those garlic fries.
Now, that's not polite.
Oh, I meant the trash, Nikki.
Okay.
Or
the
back dumpster. Back in the box.
Back in the water.
It's The Riot with Obadiah.
I'm the professor.
It's The Riot with Nikki.
I bet she's probably a highly intelligent female bodybuilder.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
Oh, man. I'm not the only guy that's feeling coffee and donuts this morning, you know? Did you guys hear about the Boston Yeti? He's back.
The Boston Yeti?
Like, what is that? Well, a Yeti is the abominable snow monster.
Yeah.
Okay? But apparently there was a guy that for a couple of years nobody knew who he was, who would dress up in a Yeti costume, and when there was snow, he would just show up at different places in Boston.
And, okay, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he wants attention.
Well, maybe, but... You know, for the longest time, nobody knew who he was.
Yeah. Like the thrill of the attention.
Oh, okay. I mean, I had a friend of mine in college who would dress up as Superman and go to basketball games.
Yeah.
I feel like it's the same thing. Like where it's just like they just want people to look at him.
Yeah, probably. I'm less concerned about him, though, because that would be like, oh, part of the college experience, I guess.
Yeah.
You're at a sporting event. You're getting people hyped. The hype machine. This is just, you know, the Yeti.
This Yeti thing, like, my concern would be, like, you're out wandering through Boston dressed as Yeti because he would only do it if there was a big snow. That you go out and do that and then someone shoots you.
Yes, that's what I would be afraid of.
And it's like, oh, nobody would shoot.
Yeah, they would. Yeah, or hit you with their car or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like, oh, my gosh, a Yeti, kill it! They're going to kill us all! Ah! So you're out there having a good time, and the next thing you know, they're like, look, Yetis do bleed! it's not real!
It's not worth the risk.
So apparently last year, I believe it was, he let everybody know who he was. His name is John Campopiano. And he hasn't been out in a while, so with the major snow coming to Boston,
people were wondering if he was going to go out.
The Boston Yeti was back out, and in fact, the Boston Yeti was at Union Square Donuts.
Aww, great.
So, I mean, I assume he got paid at least in donuts.
Seems
for
like
that,
a promotional
right?
event.
It does, but a lot of people came out, got their picture taken with Boston Yeti, and it was a whole thing. But you know what?
It must be more of an important thing if you're in Boston.
So
Boston Yeti, that does it. Boston Cream, that's, you know, worldwide.
Nikki, the Boston Yeti survives on Boston Cream.
Boston Yeti, never heard of until now.
Oh, you know what? He's trying to break out.
I'm sure he is.
He just wants to be like, he wants to be the Massachusetts Yeti, which really does not roll off the tongue as much as Boston does.
It's Massachusetts' fault.
Yeah, I mean, that's not him. So maybe like the New England Yeti.
Yeah,
he's going bigger,
that
regional.
That's good.
And then, you know, the hope is that eventually he can kind of take over the world so that he'll just be the Yeti. But you have to start somewhere.
Got to build up your brand.
Yeah, so he's out in the cold winter sun getting donuts, doing his thing. Good luck to you, sir.
The Riot knows that laziness isn't easy. Avoiding work is work. The Riot on Radio U.
So, earlier we were talking about the Boston...
Yeti.
Well, did you see Pot Sasquatch?
No. What is this?
Here's the thing. Like, there's a lot of competition in this space these days when it comes to various...
The Boston Yeti was this guy who would dress up like a Yeti and come out during snowstorms.
Yeah,
I don't know either.
He was out yesterday getting donuts.
Well, but now he's moved on from just being like, who's this mystery Yeti, to he went to a donut shop and he was doing an event.
Yeah, like people know who he is. Well, Pot Sasquatch, nobody knows who it is yet. But they crashed a local news station's weather report.
In Massachusetts.
Yeah, man, it's great. See, remember?
What is that?
He said he could be Massachusetts Yeti, but it was like too much. So now we've got the Pot Sasquatch. Check him out. Though in fairness, like, I don't think he's necessarily supposed to look like weed. That's just what everybody's saying.
Well, he kind of does.
Oh, nope. I'm sorry. The monster had marijuana leaves covering its body and a marijuana mask. Yeah, okay, I see it.
That's what you want as your mascot.
That's what they want.
Yeah.
You know what? People of Boston, like, you're looking great right now.
Yeah, you really are. Massachusetts just as a whole. I mean, you thought, like, the Super Bowl thing was just a great little bump for it,
but we've
now gone down two steps.
And it makes... The fact that you've got the Yeti and the Pot Sasquatch, it makes the victory parade you guys had earlier this week seem a little less, you know, okay. Because it just goes to show you that these citizens will show up for anything.
Well, I think for this, though, he was on. Someone was doing a weather report, and he wanted to get on camera.
Yeah.
So you could just kind of see this guy in the background.
Well, yeah, but okay. It's not like he saw them out doing a weather report and was like, all right, quick, put the Sasquatch costume together.
Get it quick.
Let's go. They're going live in five.
He just happened to be around anyways doing this.
Yeah, he was doing Pot Sasquatch, and then he was like, this is a chance to get my name out there.
Well, in fairness, it worked. People are so weird.
When you watch
the weather report, you're like, what are you doing? I don't understand.
Though I do appreciate, I love local news so much, where it's stuff like...
She has to still keep doing this, you know, keep laughing.
She has to keep going, and it's the idea of like, hey, you know what? It's snowing outside, and we're going to tell people it's snowing. You go out and get in the snow, and then we'll show them that it's snowing. Like, yes, they could look out their window and see the snow, but we're their window, so we're going to put you out in the snow.
Kind of reminds me of like the Grinch character.
Yeah, I can
see
that.
Kind of looks like that.
I feel like it looks like the Statue of Liberty's very angry brother.
Yes, covered in leaves.
Yeah, maybe distant cousin, because it does. It looks like covered in leaves, but there's something about the face.
That reminds you of the Statue of Liberty.
It feels like Lady Liberty, and you know what? That's not an insult. All right, she's lovely. This is a sick twisting of her beauty.
The Riot with Obadiah.
I'm a grown man going to a comic book movie at midnight.
The Riot with Nikki.
It's a fairy princess. She's coming.
The Riot on Radio U.
So, Nikki, last night I caught up on 24 Legacy.
So 24 Legacy is the one that started after the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Okay, and it has a new guy, a new Kiefer.
Uh-huh. Well, he's not Kiefer. Well,
yes,
he's Corey.
It's a new guy.
Well, that's the character's name. I can't remember what the actor's name is. But yeah, started that, watched two episodes, and my reaction is, it's okay.
But we never found out how many episodes they're doing? Or
no, I don't know how many episodes they're doing.
I kid you not. We were watching the Super Bowl, and Eric used to like 24. We were watching the Super Bowl and they had an ad or
12 episodes.
They had a promo saying, okay, after the Super Bowl is coming 24. Up until then, didn't hear a thing on it. Had no idea.
Yeah. Well, they've done a terrible job promoting it. I think we both agree on that. And
even during the Super Bowl, I didn't see a lot of promo for it. I was like, what is this?
It's going to be on Monday nights at 8. So this week we had two episodes. You had one on Sunday night, and then Monday night you had your second one. So they have 10 episodes left to go. I think 12 episodes is a great idea because 24 used to struggle through 24 episodes. And man, I don't know what it looks like these days, but I just know the last few seasons of 24 were so bad. And I don't know why on this earth I watched them, but I did.
Well, you had a connection with it earlier on, so you make excuses.
I wrote it out.
You develop a liking to the character and you just watch it.
What's interesting though is they brought a bunch of like the people back behind the scenes to make it. So some of the same writers, you got the same producers, and John Kasser, who was one of the original creators and did most of the directing. Apparently he's directed like 10 out of 12 episodes.
You think that's a good thing though? Because if you had a problem with the show and then they are trying to redevelop it, but yet they're bringing in all the people behind the scenes,
I know,
which had a part in making it bad in the first place.
No, but a lot of those people left towards the end.
Yeah.
And so basically it's like, hey, we're going to put the original band lineup back together.
When it was in its
heyday.
When
it was good. And we're going to try to remix that magic a little bit.
Sure. That makes more sense.
I thought like it was one of those things where it felt like 24. It feels a little, it doesn't feel quite as crazy. Like, Bauer got to the point where he was doing stuff that was just insane.
You're like, how are you making this happen?
Right. And then, I mean, like, the second episode ended with him, like, breaking into a police station the other night. And I was like, well, I mean, I guess, but Jack probably, I don't know what he would have done. Robbed a bike. Like, I don't know, but it's not quite as crazy. But I thought it was all right. So, you know,
like it when it's OB's TV show review and it's like, yeah, it's all right. That's what they like to hear. It's not the worst thing on TV. It's fine. I mean, it's fine.
Well, I mean, I guess that's good news for 24 because if I really liked it, it's canceled.
It'd be gone.
It's absolutely canceled.
I never saw its numbers.
My ambivalence toward it can only mean good things for it, I'm sure.
It's the worst of the Riot because calling it the best of the Riot would be a lie. Radio U.
Let me get honest because I hold it all in most of the time. I am seriously bummed out about what I'm reading right now.
What is it?
It bums me out. Like, I think it really stinks because I haven't said a lot about it on the show here, but I love the new Call of Duty. I love it. I have played it so much. I started the campaign for the third time last night, which for some of you would be like, why? Well, that's not a big deal, whatever. No, for me, to play the campaign three times practically in a row.
To go back through it.
I took a break and replayed the Titanfall campaign and I played, okay, I guess I've been playing a lot. I played the Advanced Warfare campaign and I'm like, you know, I just want to go back to playing this. So I want to play the Infinite Warfare campaign again. I love it. It's set in space.
Yeah.
I love that game. I play all the side missions. I love the characters. I love the cinematics. I love this game. I love it. It's great.
So are they changing something with it?
Well, let me get there.
What are they doing?
I didn't like the multiplayer that much, but I never play Call of Duty multiplayer. Titanfall multiplayer, yes. Call of Duty, not really.
But it's not necessarily Call of Duty's fault.
No, it's just not my thing.
It's you.
So there was an earnings call yesterday in which the CEO of Activision addressed the fact that Infinite Warfare sold poorly for the Call of Duty franchise. It's their lowest selling title in a long time.
And it's the one.
And because it doesn't resonate with fans. Mm-hmm. And I have played through and just thought, man, I really hope, make Infinite Warfare 2, like make another one. This is so good. I love it so much. It's so great. It's like, hey, everybody, we all know that Infinite Warfare sucks and no one liked it. I want you to know we're not going to make those mistakes
we're
again.
Never going to do that again, but that's what you like. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm being completely honest. It really does bum me out a little bit because, and I'm trying not to make this, you know, a core truth of my existence, but I really am the harbinger of failure. If I like something, and I mean, I'm not talking about passing like, if I really like it, that is a great sign that it's no good. And it's making me start evaluate some other things in my life, like relationships. Like, I think my friends are all probably losers. Like, the people I really like in my life,
no,
they're probably worthless. Okay?
I think it's just with your entertainment choices.
My job choice. I picked the worst job. I could be a doctor right now. But since I'm the harbinger of failure, I went off and made a poor choice.
You did radio. Yeah, but I'm not a harbinger of failure. And, you know, Nikki, I'm still your friend and I do radio.
I know, but I can't decide if you're the American Idol, like I watched it because everyone else did kind of thing, you know,
gotcha.
But it's, you're actually like super popular.
Yeah.
Or if because you and I are friends in reality.
We're just okay with it. And I am that way, too.
You're the Infinite Warfare.
Oh, I am.
You don't really resonate with fans.
Aww.
And we're definitely going to get back to doing something else next year.
Oh, gosh. I was the worst selling Call of Duty game.
Of all time.
Oh, I don't like that.
I know.
Let's think of something more positive. This became depressing.
Do you see where it leads?
You're not supposed to, like, take a step back and evaluate your life like that.
It bums me out, guys, because I love Infinite Warfare, and no one does. No, they're like, yeah, that's the most hot garbage campaign. And I'm like, but what about Ethan and Salt? I love those guys, man. It bums me out when stuff happens.
Well, they don't want you to anymore.
Well, I'll tell you what. Screw it. I'll play it. You know, I'm going to go out and buy a new copy this weekend. I just want them sales numbers to bump up one more time. And I'm going to send a picture of me with both of my copies to the CEO of Activision and say, this is the good stuff. I love this. Mars Eternum.
Nikki isn't just beautiful.
I am pretty. I am fun.
The Riot. Radio U.
So off air, Nikki and I have been talking. We're going to the movies today, and she's been sitting in here looking at the menu.
I feel like we used to go to a lot of the theaters we go to are the ones that, you know, you pick your seat ahead of time.
Right.
And they're the recliners.
I say that's the only way to go.
The one we go to now is recliners, but it does not have, like, the table built in.
Uh-huh.
Whereas if we go to another theater, it's where they come and they serve you, and it's like it's like a restaurant.
I don't like it.
It's not, I mean, it's fun. It's expensive. So you can't usually not order something, because if not, they stare at you. But I feel like I want to go back to that. Like, I want to actually eat while I'm in the theater. Like a meal or a food.
You do?
I feel like I do, yeah.
I think you're just hungry right now.
Maybe that's it.
That's what I think it is.
I want the pretzel thing. They have this big giant pretzel with like a honey mustard dipping sauce.
Uh-huh.
I want that.
Now tell them why I'm not getting it.
Well, it's $13.99. That's
$14.
A lot. They call it a colossal twist pretzel, though, so it's not just like a small one. It's colossal.
You know what? I hope they have to back the truck up, because at that point, maybe it's worth $14.
We can split it.
That's why. See, this is why I am the worst person to go to the movies with. Do you guys hear how unpopular and terrible I am?
Well, it makes some drama, whereas we could just order the pretzel.
Or we could save, excuse me, $14. That's almost two movie tickets.
Yeah, what am I going to do?
Our tickets were $8 each.
Is there another place I can get pretzels and bring them in?
Why don't we just not have a pretzel during the movie?
I want a pretzel.
I'm there to see the movie. I'm not there to eat a pretzel.
Who are you to tell me that I can't have a pretzel during the movie?
I didn't say that you couldn't have one.
I want a soft pretzel.
I think you're hungry right now. You know what, Nikki? They say don't go grocery shopping hungry. So what I want you and I to do, I want you and I to go for $14. You could have an unbelievable meal.
I could have a pizza.
You could have a spectacular meal.
Yeah, but I want a pretzel. They have chicken wings. They have nachos. They have They have pizza.
The thing is, like, eating at a movie theater, that is worse than eating at an airport.
Why? Oh, yeah, well, the price.
Because, I mean, you go to an airport and they're like, yeah, this cheeseburger's worth $20. Sure it is, kid. Here you go. Here's a bottle of water. It's $18.
What if I feel like treating myself to a giant, colossal pretzel?
Okay. Friendship, like friend talk right here. No. Nikki, look at me. Don't get mad. I want you to know that they're banking on that attitude.
Oh, yes.
And that's how they're selling you a 50-cent pretzel for $14.
Sure, yeah, I know.
They're like, you know what? You're at the movies. This is a premium experience.
They have a grilled cheese sandwich, though, with Texas toast. I love that.
I do, too. And we could pick that up at almost any restaurant for
one-third. Actually, I probably could
hit
up Sonic. Sonic down the road.
And then it would probably be better. I get you a 50-cent corn dog today. What do you think?
And I can fit it in my purse. I got a big coat
today.
Okay,
that's not what I meant. I thought we would eat there and then go to the movies.
Oh, well, I want to eat in front of the theater. I want to eat at the movies, Obi. Come on.
We'll eat in the car.
No, like, I want to eat in the theater.
But why?
I just want to. Why not?
They have trained you to make you feel like you're being treated. You don't actually want the pretzel. You want the feeling that you get that you've been treated.
No, I want the pretzel.
They're selling you an emotional response for $14.
Well,
it's not worth it.
Okay, if you're at the theater today and you're like, is that Obi and Nikki? And they're out in the parking lot eating before they go in.
Let me ask you this. If I had a hot pretzel right now, would you pay me $14 for it?
Yes, I would.
You would not.
Do you have dipping sauces?
You know what you would do? You would rail against me and my absurdly high price. You would.
Not if it was a colossal giant one. Colossal. It's a big pretzel, Obi. It's not a small one.
Guys, it's not a large pretzel, okay?
It's colossal.
It's a colossal pretzel.
That's a word we don't hear too often.
Some people think coffee is overrated. Then again, some people think Gotham is a good show. It's The Riot on Radio U.
If you listen closely, and actually, you know what? You don't have to listen closely. If you just listen to The Riot at all, there are a few themes that emerge. And one of the strongest contenders, I believe earlier I used the phrase core truth of our being, is you can't tell us what to do.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, you can't tell us what to do.
Depends on your tone and our relationship together.
I feel like, though, in society, that's kind of a thing we've got going on right now. Like, look, I'm going to do me, and don't you tell me how to do me, okay? And I'll tell you something else right now. You say, you say there's a better way. Don't tell me there's a better way. There's nothing better than the way I decide to make up on the spot. That's my choice. And I want you to congratulate me on my choice. And even if the outcome's bad, you have to tell me that the outcome is good. Because if you don't tell me the outcome's good, then you're judging me. So you praise me on being me, on my choices, and what happens, no matter what.
There's a lot to that.
And who are you to create criteria by which to judge me in the first place? It's
massive. There's just so much.
It's a thing. And Nikki and I live that out every single day.
I have more of a problem if someone tells me what to do, but maybe they're not in the position to really, like, they don't even know anything about it.
You don't even know.
But, like, they don't even know, but yet they take you down trying to explain what their thoughts are on it.
But if someone
is way more knowledgeable and comes at you in the right, correct way to try to help teach you, I have no problem with that. It's just are you sure? I'm positive with that. But if someone's all mean and nasty, I don't like when people talk to each other that way.
I feel that. I can see that. Here's where I'm coming from is I think that in a lot of cases there are better ways to do things. Like better
to
ways
to handle it, yes, yeah, to do it.
And I think that Jesus has better ways for us to do things. I think he has better ways for us to live. And I would actually tell you that he's the kind of guy that Nikki was talking about. He's knowledgeable. He actually knows exactly where you are. And he comes along. He doesn't want to cut you down. He doesn't want to say things about you and who you are and all this kind of stuff. He actually just wants to help you find a better way to live. And in fact, it's not even a matter of finding a better way. He's going to show you a better way to live. It's not about you can't be you. You can still be you. Still do you. Okay, it's fine. All right. But Jesus has got a better way to do things. And I am finding more and more that when I listen to him, things are better. I mean, I'm not a billionaire or anything. I'm not buying $14 pretzels like they nothing.
Colossal pretzels.
Important point. But I will tell you that things are better when I'm taking the time and letting him show me a different way to do things. So why don't you think about it? someone who loves you, God loves you so much, someone who knows exactly where you're coming from. He knows more about where you're coming from than anybody else does. And he loves you completely. And he's very interested in teaching you a better way to go about life. He wants to show you something better. Are you game? I'm game. I really want that, guys. I really do. And if you want it, say, Jesus, I do. I want that. I want you to come into my life, fill me with your spirit. What's this better way to do things? And what's this about you loving me so much?
The Riot.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
On Radio U.
Loud noises!
I just want to say a big thanks to the support system that you guys are for the show every single day.
You're always here for us, you know?
Yeah, because the thing is, like, Nikki and I had finally buried the hatchet and let it go. There was no way we were going to get an air fryer. And this person, whose name I can't see here, texted us at 877-2-RADIO-U and was like, hey, nice scab, I'm ripping it off.
Well, I think this person wanted to help. Woot, which is a sale site, bought a couple things there. It's not bad, but the shipping is like forever.
Forever, yeah.
But they have an air fryer that's on sale, the Big Boss one.
Do you see the picture of the red one that has fries and chicken legs
underneath
in it?
Yeah. Like, that's the whole meal right there. And so it's an air fryer for
French
food.
Fries and chicken. No, you know what? We're trying to take it easy.
But what meal do we probably eat the most out of all of our meals?
What, fried chicken?
Fried chicken and fries.
Some fries.
So it's
Nikki,
only
yesterday
$60.
I had a barbecue chicken with fries.
It's normally $100, but it's $60.
It does look pretty good, doesn't
it? But you wouldn't get it between till February 22nd through 27th.
So?
And I know they're like, that seems like a long
way
off.
It is. That's 12 days.
You can't use it for Valentine's Day then.
That's okay. Is that what it was for?
No, but that'd be nice.
Obviously.
I'm sorry, out of everybody listening, is there anyone who would not want fried chicken or french fries for Valentine's Day?
Okay, I don't see any hands going up. But
you could use barbecue sauce or ketchup or whatever, but that sounds good.
Boy, that sounds fantastic. Okay, check this out. This countertop cooker's trio of heating elements gives foods a crispy outer layer, a la deep frying, without using any fattening oil. A halogen heater quickly crisps the outside of the french fries, while convection and infrared heaters cook the insides without drying them out.
Did you see on the top, it's got like the automatic setting for french fries and fish and chicken and onion rings?
That's like, they know who they're selling it to. Like,
is it, do you think, like how many chicken things would it hold?
Well, let's see, did it say is it two quarts?
I don't want to buy a fryer and then you get it and it's like, they didn't show you, but it was mini chicken wings and baby fries.
I thought these were chicken
those
legs.
Shoestring
those
fries.
Are chicken wings.
Yeah, it's like these little baby things that you think it was bigger.
16 quarts.
Is that a lot? Yeah.
That would be 4 gallons, right?
Sure.
4 gallons? Like,
yeah, is that a lot then for chicken?
Isn't it?
I don't know the frying space. I don't know.
All right, well, think about a gallon of milk, and there's 4 of those.
4 of those? Okay.
I don't think it's that big. That doesn't seem right, does it?
I don't know. You got to just roll the dice on a fryer if
you want. Two cooking racks allow multiple foods to cook simultaneously in the large round frying chamber.
Oh, the frying chamber.
Come on. Who's going in the frying chamber? It's Mr. Waffle Fry.
People talk about pizza rolls. Those are good in there.
Okay. Here's the problem. Right now, I never buy frozen food because you know it's gross. Like, yeah. It never works out. Like, I'll buy a frozen pizza, but pretty much anything else that you get in the frozen food section, you're like, oh, these Friday's chicken wings. You know they don't taste anything like they do at Friday's. This is going to take that game way high, and it's going to make them taste amazing. So that's a bonus, but now all of a sudden you're in the frozen food aisle eating
way
appetizers from restaurants all the time.
Not supposed to do that. Looks like 23% of the sales came last hour, so we got to get moving if you don't want the woot to go.
I want you to know something. I'm not just saying it.
Yeah.
I actually want this.
You want one?
But I'm not getting it. I'm not. I thank you, everybody.
You want an Easter present? I'm not going to buy you a Valentine's gift, but you want an Easter gift?
You know what, Nikki? I think I'm going to pass this time, but okay. I'll tell you this right now. The next true gift-giving holiday... I'm going to be thinking... Oh, yeah, right.
It wouldn't even be here in time for my birthday.
Dang it. Well, I can't get you anything then. Thanks for sending this in. I just saved a lot of money.
It's just fun to look at.
It is fun to look at.
The worst of the riot is over, but the fun can keep going.
Hey, I saw you checking out my goods.
Check the Riot blog or stalk us on social media.
You want to sample them? A little try before you buy, huh?
Through riot.radiou.com.
All right, quick, put the Sasquatch costume together.
Get it quick.
Let's go. They're going live in five.
He